Task 2. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with someone whose voice sounds familiar to everyone who lives in Budapest. Your task is to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Welcome on board. The next stop is Senater. Change here for regional buses.
Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? Well, I'm sure it does. At least to those of you who live in Budapest. When I first heard it on the number 6 tram a few months ago, I could hardly believe my ears. The announcement wasn't only in perfect English, what's more, in perfect British English, probably for the first time ever in the history of the Centre for Budapest Transport, BKV, or BKK, as it is now officially called, but it was read out absolutely professionally as well. I thought it would be worth a few phone calls to find out a bit more about the person behind it all, and at long last, here she is, Rachel Appleby. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
First and foremost, how did you get involved in the project to start with?
Good morning. Well, sometime in the summer last year, I received an email and was approached by one of the officials from BKK's PR department. But quite honestly, I have no idea who originally recommended me to them, although I have an idea it was actually an ELTA student. I immediately said yes to the request, although not without reservations. Although I trusted what they wanted me to say on the trams implicitly, I did want to have a say in how these things were said. So in fact, we might not use the most British English announcements, but I'm confident that the phrases used are easily understandable by English-speaking tourists, which is what matters most.
So all you got was a rough English translation of what they wanted, and you sort of rewrote it to make it sound more English?
Actually, when I go to the studios, I'm given a list of phrases to record, and I read through it first, and I might suggest one or two changes. At the moment, the announcements are mostly only on the 4-6 trams and the airport bus, but I've done many more recordings. These are slowly being uploaded, so I'm sure you'll be able to hear me on the underground too in the coming weeks. Actually, it wasn't as easy as you might think. After the first batch of recordings, I took a ride on the 4-6, and I wasn't very happy with what I'd done. Some of that was to do with wording, but also with how I spoke. We did some more recordings in the early autumn. I'm much happier with it all now, and it's becoming easier.
Your Hungarian sounds pretty good to me in the recordings. How good would you say it is, really?
Well, it's okay. I don't actually use my Hungarian much, you know, working in an English-speaking environment, so I don't get much of a chance. But on a day-to-day basis, it's fine. I don't have many problems. In terms of the recordings, I've learnt quite a lot. I was told I got some of the stress patterns wrong in the names, Bloche Luisa Ter instead of Bloche Luisa Ter, and so on. So I've had to practice those.
Would you mind telling our listeners a few words about your background here in Hungary?
Well, I work for the School of English and American Studies at ELTA, teaching language, culture and English teaching methodology. I've been in Hungary for 18 years now, and the mere fact that I'm still here shows that I have happily settled into this environment. And I enjoy being an honorary Hungarian.
Rachel Appleby, the new English voice of BKK. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about this.
You're very welcome. Have a good journey.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Welcome on board. The next stop is Sénater. Change here for regional buses.
Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? Well, I'm sure it does. At least to those of you who live in Budapest. When I first heard it on the number 6 tram a few months ago, I could hardly believe my ears. The announcement wasn't only in perfect English, what's more, in perfect British English, probably for the first time ever in the history of the Centre for Budapest Transport, BKV, or BKK, as it is now officially called, but it was read out absolutely professionally as well. I thought it would be worth a few phone calls to find out a bit more about the person behind it all. And at long last, here she is, Rachel Appleby. Welcome to the studio.
Hi.
First and foremost, how did you get involved in the project to start with?
Good morning. Well, sometime in the summer last year, I received an email and was approached by one of the officials from BKK's PR department. But quite honestly, I have no idea who originally recommended me to them. Although I have an idea it was actually an ELTA student. I immediately said yes to the request, although not without reservations. Although I trusted what they wanted me to say on the trams implicitly, I did want to have a say in how these things were said. So in fact, we might not use the most British English announcements, but I'm confident that the phrases used are easily understandable by English-speaking tourists, which is what matters most.
So all you got was a rough English translation of what they wanted, and you sort of rewrote it to make it sound more English.
Actually, when I go to the studios, I'm given a list of phrases to record, and I read through it first, and I might suggest one or two changes. At the moment, the announcements are mostly only on the 4-6 trams and the airport bus, but I've done many more recordings. These are slowly being uploaded, so I'm sure you'll be able to hear me on the underground too in the coming weeks. Actually, it wasn't as easy as you might think. After the first batch of recordings, I took a ride on the 4-6, and I wasn't very happy with what I'd done. Some of that was to do with wording, but also with how I spoke. We did some more recordings in the early autumn. I'm much happier with it all now, and it's becoming easier.
Your Hungarian sounds pretty good to me in the recordings. How good would you say it is, really?
Well, it's okay. I don't actually use my Hungarian much, you know, working in an English-speaking environment, so I don't get much of a chance. But on a day-to-day basis, it's fine. I don't have many problems. In terms of the recordings, I've learnt quite a lot. I was told I got some of the stress patterns wrong in the names, Blocher Luisertair instead of Blocher Luisertair, and so on. So I've had to practice those.
Would you mind telling our listeners a few words about your background here in Hungary?
Well, I work for the School of English and American Studies at ELTA, teaching language, culture and English teaching methodology. I've been in Hungary for 18 years now, and the mere fact that I'm still here shows that I have happily settled into this environment, and I enjoy being an honorary Hungarian.
Rachel Appleby, the new English voice of BKK. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us all about this.
You're very welcome. Have a good journey.